Is space exploration worth the price? Outer space has captivated scientists and the public for centuries. What's out there? How can we explore further? Is there really another form of life on other planets? All these questions have scientists and astronomers working at a fast pace so we can get answers to these questions in this lifetime. We are so curious to know exactly what is out there that when there is a discovery in space, it is world news. Space is also a big part of our popular culture, with outer space a consistent topic in films and books. People still wonder if the 1969 lunar landing was real. In 2015, when scientists found evidence of water on Mars, people were very excited. Maybe life does exist on other planets. Since 1958, the U.S. government has budgeted 4,385,531 U.S. dollars for NASA, the program for space travel. China has had a start-and-stop space exploration program. But in the 1990s, the government began to develop a long-term plan for space exploration and development. They have launched several satellites and sent astronauts into space in 2003. China is the third country to do this. Space exploration costs an enormous amount of money, and success is not guaranteed. Is all this money worth the effort? Do you believe space is an actual option for human occupation in the near future? Is it an option at all? To form an informed opinion, we must look at all the data available. Some of the main opponents of space exploration have similar worries and questions about why governments are putting so much money into outer space. First is that Earth is a planet too. So why are we not solving problems here first? Why are we looking for another livable planet when we are already on one? When former U.S. President George W. Bush wanted to increase the budget for NASA, he faced severe criticism. Many politicians attacked him for not increasing spending on education, poverty, unemployment, pollution, and healthcare. When you look at the numbers, it seems impossible to believe we have spent so much on space travel. NASA's space shuttle program cost $209 billion U.S. dollars, and the cost per flight is $1.6 billion U.S. dollars. However, some of this money does go back into the community, as NASA creates many jobs and gives back to the communities it operates in. At best, NASA has a mixed legacy. When the space program started, many scientists and other people believed that spaceships will be able to take tourists to Mars in just a few years. Now, after the first moon landing 4 decades ago, NASA is no closer to landing on Mars than when they began. Perhaps this disappointment colors many people's opinions about spending so much on space travel. Undoubtedly, there are many benefits of space exploration. First are the satellites. The first satellite was launched into space by the Soviet Union in 1957, where it only lasted 3 months before burning up in the Earth's atmosphere. Now, there are over 1,000 working satellites, a few hundred kilometers above us, orbiting our planet, a lot of which were launched by the U.S. We take advantage of these satellites every day without even knowing it. Oceanography satellites let meteorologists track the weather and storm patterns so governments and people can be prepared when storms are heading their way. These satellites have brought increased accuracy and a bigger range of weather forecasts. GPS satellites have helped tremendously with guiding airplanes and ships, not to mention people who are lost in a new city. Our daily activities, such as using the internet or talking on our smartphones, are controlled by communication satellites, which makes contacting people across the world as easy as talking to your next-door neighbor. Space exploration also offers benefits to communities through creating employment opportunities. During the Mars Curiosity rover exploration in 2011 and 2012, the $2.5 billion US dollar investment stayed on Earth. As NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said, it's also important to remember that the $2.5 billion investment made in this project was not spent on Mars, but right here on Earth, supporting more than 7,000 jobs in at least 31 states. Only recently have businesses realized just how important satellite technology is to us. For example, upmarket watch companies are using GPS technology to enable their watches to display the precise time and date. This gives those companies an edge and a product that makes them stand out in the watch market. However, this technology isn't only to give people a status symbol. Space exploration has accelerated advances in several areas of science, medicine, and the protection of our environment. One of the most inspiring inventions is prosthetic limbs. Researchers have found a way to make these artificial limbs absorb shock and make them more comfortable for the humans and animals who wear them. Initially designed for spaceflight, Tempur-Foam is incorporated into prosthetic limbs to make them look and feel more real and natural. Another inspiring invention helps rid the world of landmines. Landmines are left over from previous wars, but still cause huge damage to people and the environment if they are detonated. Destroying them takes a vast amount of time and effort and is very dangerous. However, NASA uses an electronic match to ignite the landmine without it actually exploding. It then burns through the entire landmine to make sure it is totally inert. This practice is much safer and quicker and does not harm the environment. NASA's technology also helps us around the house. Cordless vacuums use exactly the same technology that astronauts use in space when they use cordless drills in the spacecraft. Our eyeglasses also benefit. The lenses used to be made from glass, but were changed to plastic for safety reasons. However, plastic scratches much more easily, so NASA shared the technology it uses on astronauts' visors to keep the plastic lenses scratch-free. Finally, there is the infrared ear thermometer, which takes the human body temperature the same way NASA takes the temperature of stars and planets. This way of measuring temperature is fast, easy, and safe, as there is a very low risk of cross-contamination between patients. For us, space exploration is both near and far away. No doubt it satisfies our natural curiosity for mystery, but it also helps us immeasurably in our daily lives. While many of us may never need or have contact with a prosthetic hand or hypersonic jet, the technology needed for them benefits us more than we will ever know. While space exploration may seem too far away to really understand, we will benefit the most if we allow space programs to continue their research and explorations.